Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for tuning in to the Drive On podcast, where we talk about issues affecting veterans after they get out of the military. Before we get started, I'd like to ask a favor. If you haven't done so already, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you've already done that, thank you. These ratings help the show get discovered so it can reach a wider audience. And while you're there, click the subscribe button so that you get notified of new episodes as soon as they come out. If you don't use Apple Podcasts, you can visit driveonpodcast.com/subscribe to find other ways of subscribing, including our email list. I'm your host, Scott DeLuzio, and now let's get on with the show. Today, my guest is Garrett Fitzgerald. Garrett is the owner and founder of MyMilitaryBenefits.com and CollegeRecon.com, and we're going to be chatting today about the services that they offer to veterans. So welcome to the show, Garrett. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. So I developed College Recon and My Military Benefits back in 2013. I was just graduating college. While I was in school, I was my plan was always to join the military in some way, whether it be through ROTC or the officer program. My junior year, I ended up getting sick and ended up in this whole issue. And as a result, military wasn't a good pathway for me. So as I was looking to graduate and, you know, what path I wanted to go, I still was always drawn to that military service. And so I had friends at school who were veterans and friends from high school who had gone into the service. And a lot of them had always told me that, you know, that when they go in, their primary reason was to, you know, earn GI Bill benefits, go to school at no cost or little cost and start their lives that way. And what I found was that years after high school, a lot of these men and women who are coming out, they're looking to go and find educational opportunities, but they don't really have the support that they need. So we developed College Recon as a resource to help them find those institutions and resources, information that they need to make more informed decisions. And, you know, back then in 2013, I was 21 years old, and decided that I would try this venture opportunity. And over the past 7 years, we've grown our team. We have some really, really skillful and experienced people that have come from some of the biggest military publishers in the country. You know, we have social media departments, marketing departments, sales, IT development. So there's partnerships, things like that, that have come online over the past couple of years that have really made this quite the journey. A lot of ups and downs, but we're really excited about what we're providing the military, and obviously My Military Benefits coming online in 2018. There's just a lot going on as we try to help veterans with finding information in an impartial and secure environment so that they can make those informed decisions that they need.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that I know from my own military career, when I was getting briefed on some of the resources that were available, things like the GI Bill and you know, VA benefits and other things like that, it was like drinking out of a fire hose. It was like everything just was thrown at me all at once, and not all of it applied to me right in that moment. Some of it was stuff that I needed to just keep in the back of my mind for, you know, something that could happen down the road. You know, and it was a lot of information, plus dealing with, you know, returning from a deployment where there was that added stress. So your mind's not exactly in the right place, state of mind, you know, at that point. So it was very difficult for me, I found, to keep track of all of the things that were available to me, because quite frankly, there's a lot that's available to veterans. You know, when you're thrown all these packets of information that could change from year to year, it's hard to keep track of all that stuff. So, that's kind of why I wanted to have you on the show, because, you know, your website, the My Military Benefits, and College Recon, they kind of keep up with, the changes that are going on in the different benefits that are available to veterans. And, you know, as new things come out, you know, you guys are putting that information out there in a format that seems to me anyways, that it's easy to digest and keep up to date with all of that information.
Yeah. And, you know, with like, for example, TAPS, I've heard horror stories for the last 7 years about TAPS and how it can be, you know, I'm sure certain people find value in certain areas. But I think you hit it on the head where like some of the information that they're providing you might just not be relevant today. So I may be looking, you know, they're talking about a VA home loan or educational opportunities, but I'm not looking to buy a house or go to school right after the after my service. I'm not going to register and store that information for later. So what College Recon and My Military Benefits and, you know, these brands that we've been cultivating over the last few years, really our primary goal has always been, again, I'll mention it many times. I've already mentioned it in the past and I'll continue to mention it, but our goal is to improve outcomes. So with College Recon and My Military Benefits, the information and resources that we're providing provide that extra layer of data and reference content or information in and of itself that allows these veterans, service members, spouses, dependents, anyone who qualifies for benefits earned in service, we provide them access to that that helpful information to ensure that they're utilizing those benefits to the best of their abilities. They're getting the most out of what they've earned. And so obviously, like I said earlier, we have reference content about things around, you know, VA home loans and personal finance. We're launching a new brand here actually in November called Career Recon. And we're doing that as a joint venture partnership between our organization and Echelon Front Overwatch, which is a C-level executive recruiting service for special operations veterans. So we're going to come together and create something similar like College Recon, where we're allowing veterans the opportunity to access information and resources about transition into whether it be in education for College Recon, employment for Career Recon. My Military Benefits is providing you that data and information that you can always go back to. You're not having to surf some government resource website and deal with government tees. And again, you can get it in an easy to read environment where you're not being bombarded with display advertising and, you know, selling yourself as leads to all these different companies. We, again, with that trusted brand that we're building, we allow veterans to not only find that information, but then we can even introduce them to organizations that we've vetted and feel comfortable with. You know, one of the ways that we've sort of established our brand is we actually work with and have partnered and aligned with different organizations like the American Legion, Student Veterans of America. We're an approved tool of the Army National Guard. So their education service officers are able to use College Recon as an approved resource to help service members who are looking for degree programs. Because really, if you take a step back and look at the market over the last 5 to 10 years, and I'm sure you're aware of this, but there's been a lot of issues with predatory recruitment practices of universities, you know, preying and programs that prey upon veterans to see that those dollars and those services that they've performed. So we take the market and we try to remain as impartial as possible, but also provide universities that are looking to recruit veterans, you know, specifically within the College Recon market, is we allow them the opportunity to get in front of veterans, talk about their programs, surface their opportunities, but allow the veteran to control that conversation if they want to reach out to that school. So whether a school works with us or not, whether any sort of client wants to work with us or not, we list schools, we list companies, we list all those at no cost. Veterans can come in, search and understand what programs are available. And then if they want to reach out, they can do so. And they're in control of that communication, you know, up until the point where they're starting to talk to the school.
Right. And that's nice because there's no pressure there. It's not, you're not being hounded by, you know, recruiters or, you know, whoever
the
people are who are working for these organizations, these colleges or whatever, you know, and you're not being hounded by these people, you know, just because you put your name out on some site somewhere and now your phone doesn't stop blowing up with text messages and phone calls and emails and everything else. That just tends to get annoying. So that's a great thing to have, a great resource to have is all that information that you're talking about, you know, without the risk of getting bombarded with all this stuff. Now I know there's a lot of things that that are out there in terms of benefits for veterans. And my military benefits, I know through looking at the site, before we started recording, I was telling you I stumbled across your site before we got introduced, and just looking up different benefits that are available to veterans on my own. And I know there's a ton of stuff that's out there as far as veteran programs. If I'm a veteran and I know that there's stuff that's available to me, but I don't even know where to start looking. Is it maybe disability benefits? Is it home loans? Or if I don't know what I don't know, what is it that I could do in terms of going to your site to find that type of information?
That's a great question. So, and that's what we oftentimes find is whether you're a veteran, a service member, a spouse who maybe, looking for their own opportunities or trying to help their spouse who has served. We have opportunities and information that you can review at any point in your transition. So oftentimes when you're getting out, like one of the first things that you should do is, understand like what is your career? Because in the end, everything comes down to what your career path will look like. Does that start with an education? Did you enlist right out of high school? Did you get some college experience or college credit and then decide to enlist or become an officer? Whatever it looks like, if you're looking to get a master's degree level, a certificate, associate's, bachelor's, whatever it might be, you need to understand like what it is that you need in order to qualify and start down that path that you're looking for from a career standpoint. So if you take a step back and look at it from, in my opinion, college is sort of that starting foundation that you need as you transition out. Depending again on what career you're looking for. So College Recon, for example, what it can help you do is obviously understand what those benefits are on a state level, national level. We find that a lot of veterans that we've spoken to or worked with in the past have, wrongfully paid for some amount of school when they actually could have qualified for either a state or a federal benefit. There's scholarships and tuition discounts for military that a lot of people just aren't aware of. So we provide them that access in addition to like private schools. A lot of people, a traditional student who's looking to go to school, they may only choose or even decide between public schools because they can't afford the private option. For veterans with the Yellow Ribbon program, again, scholarships and reduced tuition for military, credit for military experience where you can start as a sophomore in many cases. Those opportunities and that information you can find on College Recon. You can find that on government websites as well. It's not like we hold the secret key to that, but that information is so critical because we want you to get started on that pathway to career success. And if it is education as the foundation and that starting point, we want to make sure that you're getting, if you don't have to pay anything out of pocket, you shouldn't pay anything out of pocket, just like a basic allowance for housing, you can get your housing paid for. And a lot of veterans, they don't understand that. And that's at no fault of their own. Oftentimes again, like TAPS, if you're just checking out, cause it's not relevant at that time. And the information is, there's just too much information during a very busy time of one's life. Coming to these digital resources that we've created that are totally free, accessible, on your phone, desktop, anywhere, you can start to digest this information, save data, things like that, so that you're starting to create that pathway to that career success. So whether it be education or you're starting to just looking for a job, if you're looking to buy a home, if you have a disability rating and you think you might be eligible for more, we can help with that. So we have trusted partners that we've worked with so that you're not just going and typing in, VA disability claims, clicking on the first ad you see, and you don't know where that information is going. Do you trust that brand? Do you trust the resource you're reading? So with College Recon and My Military Benefits being that trusted resource, we have writers who are spouses and veterans. A lot of people within our team have been through that process. And a lot of our partnerships that I had mentioned earlier, those organizations do a great job as well, but maybe don't have the digital exposure or ability to connect with such a wide audience that we do through these digital outlets. So, we have tens of thousands of people a month reading our information, signing up for tools, connecting with universities, with Career Recon coming online here in next month, we'll have employers and staffing and recruiting agencies that are looking specifically for veterans. So really our end goal is to be the number one transition service for anyone, leaving the military or transit. You may have left the military 5 years ago, you went to school. Well, now you're always transitioning. So now you might be transitioning into the career world. And, what sort of jobs should I be looking for? What questions should I be asking? Leadership training and things like that, we can offer you access to those programs, and everything we do is military centric. So you feel at home while you're reviewing our information, because it's not made for the general public. It's made for that military community.
Right. And that's great too, because it, like you said, it is tailored for the military community. And, you know, some of the information, you know, some people, you know, when you're going out looking for home loans or for things like that, it's different information out there for specifically for veterans in terms of the programs that are available for them, and that they're that they can take advantage of, and even, you know, things like disability benefits and stuff like that. It's a different world from a civilian to a veteran, and you know, depending on what circumstances they find themselves in. So, so all of that is great information to have, especially with a military centric focus. So we talked a little bit about careers and a little bit about the education post military career, but I know there's one thing that I know you guys do cover on your site, and that's finances. And I know some military and vets are traditionally just terrible with their finances. You hear stories of the private who gets his first paycheck probably ever in his life and thinks he's rich, and then he goes out and buys a new $30,000 car at 28% interest. And, you know, it's just stories like that are all over the place. And yeah. I don't know how many people there are actually who do those types of things, but I've seen some big time bonehead purchases in my time in the military. And I guess my point is that there are far better ways to use that kind of money and at much lower interest rates, especially for veterans. And there are a lot of programs available to the military and vets that many people in the military community just don't know about. Like we mentioned before, the VA home loans, retirement savings, healthcare taxes, all these different financial topics. You know, there are specific things that people who are actively serving in the military, maybe who are deployed or are veterans, that they need to know about. So, what kind of information is out there, you know, for veterans, you know, in terms of the financial side of things?
Yeah, I think, you know, again, looking at the market today, and you can go to different military publishers, veteran service organizations, the VA, there's plenty of information. I don't think that's necessarily the problem. It's how that information is transmitted to that audience. So what we, you know, with our stance, we've taken, or we have the methodology that, you know, we want to bring people in, cultivate that community, provide them access to resources and information that they find, you know, relevant, military centric. And it's, when I say relevant, really it's relevant to their particular time within that transition cycle. So with personal finance, that's probably the one area that it's always relevant. I mean, it's right. Relevant in service. It's relevant prior service and after service. So what we do is by putting information out there, whether it be through newsletters, tools, or just content. And all of our content is optimized for search. So if you're ever wondering, like, hey, maybe I might have come across College Recon or My Military Benefits. If you search for a specific term, like, you know, yellow ribbon colleges, you know, best yellow ribbon colleges for veterans, that's the sort of information that we try to show up for within search. And then when you come to our platform, by reading that information, you then find other relevant resources and articles that you can continue to review and learn more about your services and different opportunities that are out there. So within personal finance, you know, VA home loan is a huge, huge component of that. It's one of the biggest purchases you can make. And I really look at career and education as central to that personal finance discussion as well. As in, like I said earlier, we have plenty of veterans who haven't used or utilized the benefits that they've earned to their fullest potential and ended up paying out of pocket expenses. Or, you know, careers where they get out of the military and they end up getting sort of a job versus going and trying to pursue a career. You know, they might have thought, I don't want to go to school for 4 years, but well, hey, because of your credit or because of your military experience, you're, you know, able to earn 45 credits. Well, now you're starting off as a, you know, second semester sophomore, you just cut that time almost in half. Right. And then, you know, two-year schools, things like that. There's so many opportunities that affect your pocketbook. And that is our central focus, is we try to drive everything back to your pocketbook and ensuring that you are putting yourself in the best position financially, whether it be looking to go to school, planning careers, you know, asking for salaries, raises, transitioning. Those are all super important, as well as the obvious VA home loan, disability, ratings and claims and what sort of money you're owed, but it all comes back to benefits. Like that, you know, 85% of veterans, we ran a poll years ago, 85% of our audience who had served primarily due to the benefits that they earned. So again, from personal finance to home loans to career opportunities, obviously, but the big one is the GI Bill and their ability to go to school, especially today with how expensive education is. So I do believe it all ties back. Every step of the transition in some way affects your financial well-being today or 10 years from now. So providing that information and resources to ensure that they're making informed decisions in those areas obviously impacts them in a lot of ways, but primarily, you know, financially financially.
Right. And one thing too that I think some veterans don't realize is talking about the education benefits is that those education benefits are not just for traditional four-year colleges that, you know, you might go for a, an accounting degree or, you know, something along those lines. Those benefits can be applied to a trade school. We had a veteran on a few months ago who used it to become a yoga instructor. You can use it for, all sorts of different things. So just because you don't feel that a four-year degree is the right move for you for whatever your career path is, doesn't necessarily mean that you have no benefits available to you. You still can use those benefits for, you know, trade schools or other types of schools that can get you those types of careers that you're looking for.
And that's what we always talk about is like when you're starting to look for your educational opportunities, there are questions and things that you need to ask yourself to ensure that, like, if you come back and you're from, let's say, Kentucky, and you want to go to the University of Kentucky because that's the brand name school, like that's what you think of when you're thinking about a college, you might not be aware that within, you know, let's say you live in Louisville, within 50 miles of that of downtown Louisville, there might be 15 private liberal arts colleges or universities that offer, you know, and again, they're private, but they're just as affordable as University of Kentucky in a lot of ways with the yellow ribbon. And they might have better degree programs that are aligned for what it is you're looking to do as a career. They may have, better service centers or things like that that are more helpful to whatever it is that you need as you look for the correct opportunity. And certificates are a great example. These veterans who are coming out, they have the opportunity to go and earn a certificate and get into a trade, for example, that oftentimes in high school, I think one of the biggest issues today is that there's a stigma around going to a two-year school or being a plumber or a technician. When in reality, they oftentimes earn more than someone who had, let's say, a four-year liberal arts degree. Right. And for veterans, you know, they're not in that high school mode. These are adults. They've been, you know, they've had real world experiences. They're trying to, you know, earn money now and build a family or own a home, whatever it might be. Well, that trade route looks pretty attractive. You don't have to deal with, you know, a lot of those people just don't really care about the stigma, which is great. So we do try to surface opportunities like that. We work with like a culinary institute and massage therapy organizations. So those certificate programs are incredibly valuable. And it really just depends on what it is you want to study. So my advice always is don't just go to the big brand name school because, you know, hey, I can get in or hey, they accept. Like, that's not important. What's important is that you know what you want to study because you know what you want to, you know, you do when you're after. After you've graduated. And if that means a two-year school, if that means the little private liberal arts college down the street that no one's heard of, that's fine. Do that. That's what's setting you up for success. Don't be drawn to the big brand name school. And oftentimes they don't, you know, it's a bigger student population. You might not get the services and attention that you're looking for. So there's so many opportunities out there. There's thousands and thousands. We have 3,000 schools in College Recon in the search platform. So you can go through and discover all those universities. You'd be shocked. I'm sure if you, if you're, let's say you're in Texas, you want to look through our system, you'll see that there are hundreds of schools within Texas that you may never heard of. And if you look at their veteran service offerings, it's impressive. They do a lot for veterans and military and even spouses and dependents of service members. Like, they're there for those individuals. And you may not get that at a big school. A lot of schools you will, but I try to emphasize that there are so many opportunities out there, and don't just limit yourself. And it really does come down to, like, you need to know what it is that you want at the end of, you know, that educational journey. So whatever that is, then find the best path forward. And that's what College Recon can help you do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like what you said there about some of the trade type trade school route that you might be able to go. And you know, a lot of people don't really think of that, or like you said, there's some stigma associated with it, that it's maybe not as good of a job as a job that you might get with a 4-year degree. But some of these 4-year degrees that you end up with, you may not have job opportunities even available to you, depending on what your degree is. So, so some of the trades, a plumber, HVAC, or, electrician, anything like that, like those jobs actually are paying really, really well. And there's nothing wrong with, going that route, especially if you had some background, doing some of that type of work while you were in the military. That's only going to help you, afterwards. So,
it's a good point that you bring that up too, because we do see veterans also who are like, I might have had this MOS, or I was doing this in the military, so this is what I think I need to do this going forward. And it's like, well, if you didn't like that, or that is not what you're limited to. You're starting over once you transition out. If you want to go be an accountant, if you want to be a doctor, but you weren't a medic, you had no medical background, a nurse, whatever it might be, you have that opportunity. Like, I want to make sure that when veterans transition out, they know that they're not pigeonholed to some whatever they had in a previous life or whatever they did in the military. Like, this is, you can use the information and resources the information and skills that you possess from your service. You can use those going forward. But again, it is almost like a clean slate. Like, you have the opportunity now, from a financial perspective. You could, you can go to Harvard, you can go to a 2-year school, you can go to a school that's $60,000 a year or $10,000. You earn that. So make sure that you use the most of it is what I always we try to emphasize.
Yeah. And really there's nothing wrong with, recreating yourself and, coming up with a new direction for your career. Take a look at me just as an example. I went to a 4-year traditional 4-year college before joining the military, got an accounting degree, then joined the military as an infantryman, which has like almost zero direct correlation to any civilian jobs, unless you're like a mercenary or something along those lines. So those jobs are few and far between. So, and then I developed software now, for my professional job. So, and run a podcast. So like, you don't have to be pigeonholed into whatever it was that your MOS was. Maybe you really enjoyed it, and maybe you were an MP and you really like the police work and you want to be a police officer. Well, great, you already have that background. But maybe you did something else and it just wasn't all that interesting. You thought it sounded great when you signed up, or it was just the thing that was available to you at the time. And, given your qualifications or whatever, and you went with that, but it wasn't really what you wanted to do. But now that you're out, you have the benefits available to you. Go reinvent yourself. There's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
So, this is a lot of great information, and I think the veterans who are out there who are struggling with their transition, who want to make more of themselves and make more of their career than maybe what they are doing, they definitely need to go check out mymilitarybenefits.com, College Recon, and coming soon, Career Recon, which by the time this episode comes out probably will be available anyways. So I don't want to make any promises though, because things happen. So but check it out in anyways. I'm sure it will be coming out around the time that this episode comes out anyways. So so that'll be great. What other things do veterans need to know about their transition, about the benefits that are available to them, about what they can find through your services?
Yeah. So when you look at the transition, and a lot of times it starts with TAPS. So that's what people sometimes I hear, and I didn't go through TAPS, so I'll preface it with that, but oftentimes it comes across as it prohibited me from excelling in my transition. And I would look at it and say, well, let's not blame TAPS. Let's look at the transition as a whole. And the transition doesn't start the day you walk into TAPS. It may start 6 months prior. Like, if you're getting out, start to put a plan together, start talking to transition counselors or people in the field, people back at home who might be in a career that you're interested in, and start talking to them about what their day-to-day is like. You know, if you want a job shadow, there's so many, like, veterans, if you ask for that asset or that access to a specific opportunity, whether it be a shadow, whether it be just information about what the day-to-day looks like in a specific career, I'm sure you can find it. So as you start to put that plan together, like, I think too many people look as it short-sighted. So they'll be like, I want to go again to the University of Kentucky or whatever school it might be. And I'm not thinking past that. It's like, I'm going to go to that school because that's a good school and that's where I want to go. Well, it's like, well, why? Like, do they have the degree that you want? Do they have the degree field? You may not know exactly what you want to study, which is totally fine. And a lot of people say like, well, that's so hard. There's so many people, I think more than half people who graduate from a university, they end up doing something that they, you know, it's far away from what they study. Like, I was in marketing and now we're running this whole, you know, military publishing and marketing company, but right. It's very different from what I studied. So I think, you know, you can't use those things as reasons for not successfully transitioning or finding new ways to adapt. So 6 months prior to transition, I would start looking at, you know, what sort of opportunities are you looking for? Are you looking for a specific career? Did you not like what you did in the military? And that's fine, but find out what that passion might be. And the best way to do that is network and resources. And it just, and we haven't talked a lot about networking, but that is such a critical part of this. And the military community is a great network. You know, there's tons of websites out there and publishing groups and veteran service organizations that can help. But just the community in and of itself, there's a lot of companies that are looking to hire veterans. So there's no shortage of interest in helping and assisting veterans with the transition. You just have to know where to look, and you have to look at trusted agents. We talked about earlier that there are those companies out there that are in a lot of ways preying on those benefits. And you just have to be sure that you're using information and resources that you trust. So with that 6 months out, looking at those career opportunities, finding a university or a certificate program or whatever it might be that'll allow you to start down that career path. And things can change. Like, it is not set in stone. You know, 6 months in, 6 months from transition, you might have a plan that's laid out and looks great. And then 2 weeks before you're out, something may have come up and you're looking at a new opportunity. That's fine. This is not set in stone. Don't think of it that way. And just make sure that you make the right decisions about things. Like, there are big decisions. You need to take responsibility, like buying a home. That's not something you just do, you know, on a whim. You need to make sure that you have and understand what your benefits are, what you can afford. I know COVID has thrown a lot of people into disarray about what they can afford. So, like, take that stuff into account. But yeah, I think just putting a plan together and not, again, making sure that it's not set in stone in such a way, but that it is laid out, that you do have different pathways. But it's, you know, find that end goal and then what do you need to do to get there? And that sounds cliche and everybody says that and everybody thinks that, but you can get there much easier if you have the information and resources that you need. And you're not just making decisions based on something you may have heard in TAPS 3 months ago, or that, you know, one of your buddies said this is what you should do. Like, go out and find that information, research it. And that's what we do. We try to provide that as, you know, impartially and easy to read and trusted. So, you know, College Recon, My Military Benefits, you can follow us on social. You can sign up for our newsletters. You can, you know, just visit the website. There's tons of reference information. And then what's nice about it is beneath that information and resources, we have tools that can provide you access or introduce you to organizations and companies and veteran service organizations that help you with whatever it is you're looking for, whether it be VA home loans, employment opportunities, education. You just got to make sure you're working with someone that you trust. So that would be my advice.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned networking. Networking is a great thing to do to get your foot in the door in, you know, maybe it's an industry that you're trying to get into, or, you know, trying to find out more about a college or whatever the case may be. But, mm-hmm. You know, what are some of the challenges that some of the veterans might face? Maybe some of the people who are still serving, they're in that 6 month window before getting out. What are some of the challenges they might face with doing some of that networking? You know, obviously, let's kind of throw COVID out of the way there, because that's a challenge for everyone. But you know, there might still be some other challenges, you know, with the networking. And what's the best way to go about doing that and getting in front of some of those people?
Yeah, I think oftentimes when people think of networking, they think, you know, it's like high pressure, awkward situations. They think of career fairs and education fairs. And I don't know, I'm sure you've been to them. I have as well. They're tough. Like, they're not heavily, you know, there's usually more agencies and companies there than veterans. So it's just, it can be, it can be rather odd and uncomfortable for people. So they're great. And if you find value there, awesome. But I wouldn't rely on those established settings to network. I would be, LinkedIn is great. I would be working LinkedIn to find, and you don't have, like, as a veteran, I think oftentimes people think, well, I'm a veteran, I can only work with veterans or find veterans who are willing to help me. It's like, no, it's completely the opposite. As a veteran, everybody, for the most part, wants to help you in some way, like whatever it might be. If you need, you know, if I don't know you and you reach out to me on LinkedIn and you say, hey, I'm interested in entrepreneurship, or if I worked at an ad agency and say, hey, I really want to get into advertising, I don't know anything about it, I'm about to get out, I know we don't know each other, I serve, this is where I'm at right now, I'm just looking for some help, like any guidance on what you would do. I got to believe that 80% of the time you're going to hear back from them, whether it be, you know, them individually or say, hey, I know someone who can help. You know, and veteran service organizations are great. They have community networks, things like that. But I think LinkedIn is such a valuable tool in that regard. And then, you know, finding information like what you can find on College Recon and My Military Benefits, that's great on those social platforms. But a lot of it's just like, if you have an idea of this is what I want to study, or let's say I want to be a nurse, for example, you can find, you go to LinkedIn and you just filter by, you know, veteran served in the military, and is currently a nurse. You'll find, I'm sure, thousands and thousands of people. You may know some, you may be connected through another connection. So there's opportunities to meet those people, but I think today it's become much more digital focused, and there's so many opportunities to network in such a way where you don't have to do it face-to-face. So even with COVID, I almost think that it is a moot point, because you can do it via LinkedIn, you can do it via email, phone calls, you can go and job shadow someone. I wouldn't limit it to, you know, what TAPS talks about, or these career fairs for veterans, because they are dying out for sure. You don't see them as often. There's so many people out there that are willing to help, whether they're veteran or not. So I just think one of the key takeaways is I wouldn't just limit it to veterans. Like, veterans are great at helping veterans. I've seen it time and time again, but I'm a perfect example. I'm not a veteran, and our entire company is dedicated to helping veterans. Right. So I wouldn't limit it to that. There's tons of people out there that are willing to help. Just find that career field, or that, even that industry that you're interested in. And that's the perfect part, is if you find an industry that you're interested in, like nursing, and you go talk to a few nurses, or you shadow, or you start to learn more about what the day-to-day looks like, and you're like, hey, I could never do those hours, or wow, I don't like this part of the job. That's great. Like, that's not a failure. That's a success. You found out what you don't want to do. Now go find the next thing. Exactly. So I think that's super important.
Yeah. And I like that you mentioned LinkedIn. You know, it's a good tool, because like you said, if you go and search for somebody who's in that field and that you maybe want to shadow, or you want to talk to, get more information from, they show you the second level, third level connections that you can then, you know, reach out to someone who's in your network, who can then make that connection for you and help you out that way too, because that can help grow your network as well, and then get you, like you said, to a faster decision, whether it's, yeah, this sounds like something that is good for me, or no, this actually seems like it's not a good idea for me, and you know, let's move on to find something else. So all that's really great information. I love those piece of advice and everything like that. So with that, anything else that we could do to kind of wrap up the segment in terms of you know, maybe where we can find more information? I know you briefly mentioned you know, the websites and everything like that. Is there you want to just mention those, and you know, any social media?
Yeah, I appreciate it. So yeah, you know, collegerecon.com, mymilitarybenefits.com, soon to be careerrecon.com, which should come out in November. All those platforms, again, they're providing you resources and tools and information that you need in order to make informed decisions and improve outcomes. And that's the most important part. So you can find us through Google search, going directly to those sites. We do have social channels, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. And then if you go to our websites, you can also sign up for our newsletters, and we just provide you helpful information. It's, you know, it's weekly and monthly information on benefits, new opportunities that we've come up with through partnerships and different organizations that we work with, discounts, things like that, that, you know, just helpful information that affects you personally, career-wise, educationally. And again, most importantly, just it always comes back to your own personal well-being and personal finance. So, yeah, any of those resources, you can sign up for everything, and you'll get helpful information into your inbox periodically.
Wonderful. Well, Garrett, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today. The website, mymilitarybenefits.com, collegerecon.com, careerecon.com, they're all going to be linked up in the show notes. So if you're listening to this, you can, you don't have to jot any of this stuff down. It's all right there in the show notes. You can go click over to that later. And so we'll have all that information there. And, you know, I really enjoyed the conversation. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for sharing everything with us today.
Yeah, I really appreciate the time. And hopefully, you know, we can help some of your listeners with some of their decisions that are upcoming.
Great. Thank you again.
Thanks for listening to the Drive On Podcast. If you want to check out more episodes or learn more about the show, you can visit our website, driveonpodcast.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Drive On Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.